This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Sports fans are excited about the Olympics, but for drama, you can't beat football right now. Longtime Green Bay Packers quarterback Brett Favre is coming out of retirement, but it's not certain if he'll be his team's lead quarterback or if he'll even be with the Packers. From Wisconsin Public Radio, Patty Murray reports.
It was big news in March when Green Bay's favorite son held a news conference to bid farewell to the Packers. With tears in his eyes, Brett Favre announced that he would retire.
As they say, all good things must come to an end.
A lot has happened since then. Most important is that Brett Favre had second thoughts about retirement. He returned to Green Bay last night on a private jet and headed to Lambeau Field. He wasn't on the field as the team played a practice scrimmage in front of a sold-out crowd of nearly 60,000. But he was clearly the man of the hour among fans.
At 5:40, in front of the Vince Lombardi statue, we're showing our support for Brett Favre.
Hundreds of tailgating fans gathered in front of the stadium and chanted, "We want Brett."
We want Brett! We want Brett!
They just may get their way. Hours before the scrimmage, the team announced Brett Favre would be back for a 17th season, but the statement wasn't specific as to what his role would be. The news tops weeks of rumors, complaints, and angst here. In early June, Favre hinted that he had the itch to again wear his number 4 jersey, but team management was slow to respond, angering fans like Charlene Greer, who came from Muncie, Indiana, to voice her support.
He's probably brought more revenue to this organization than any other player. He's third best quarterback last year in the league. No reason at all. It doesn't make any sense to not bring him back.
Favre does have a storied history with the Packers. He set a record for starting games and is a 3-time NFL Most Valuable Player. That left fans questioning why the team's general manager, Ted Thompson, wouldn't welcome Favre back with open arms. There was a festival atmosphere among tailgaters at the stadium last night, despite threatening storm clouds and lightning. Among the revelers was John O'Neill, better known as St. Vince. O'Neill dresses like a bishop, with green and gold vestments and a mitre hat. His alter ego is meant to portray the spirit of the Packers' legendary coach, Vince Lombardi.
Vince Lombardi, that was a whole different era there. This would all be so foreign to Vince, I don't think he would stand for any of it.
Head coach Mike McCarthy could make Favre compete for the quarterback job. He'd go up against Aaron Rodgers, who was tapped as Favre's replacement and was met by a smattering of boos at last night's practice. For his part, Rodgers told reporters he's ready for a dogfight. The other option is to trade Favre, and fans like Alan Corrin say that's fine.
I think that they should stick with their word, even though he is a popular player and everything. I think they should not let him come back, just trade him to another team.
But there's a catch. The only team Favre is reportedly willing to play for is longtime Packers rival, the Minnesota Vikings, that play in the same division. So even fans like Corrin have their limits.
Not within the division, because then it's like committing suicide almost by doing that.
Brett Favre is expected to report for a team physical today, then meet with head coach McCarthy. Whatever happens, fans like Ken Hamilton just want to focus their attention away from the front office and back on the football field.
It's kind of like a family squabble you hate to talk about because you don't really know what's really happening, you know. So, I mean, you just got to, you know, accept people's opinions and, you know, just hope it works out in the end.
The saga may end tonight when Coach McCarthy is expected to announce his quarterback decision at a news conference that'll be carried live throughout Packers Nation. For NPR News, I'm Patty Murray in Green Bay.